It was the night before their anniversary, and Frank and Eileen were glued to their radio. "Well, it's time for the firewood report. What's it gonna look like tonight? Oh, it'll be a cold night with all the snow coming in. Definitely want to put on a load of hard wood right before you go to bed to keep the house nice and warm. Yep, the snow's gonna be coming down." They looked at each other across the table. The dog in the corner thumped its tail. Frank and Eileen lived at the end of a long driveway at the end of a long, winding road. Their house was small, it was surrounded by birch and spruce, and through the tree trunks you could see the lake. In the summer, the sun glinted off of it. In the winter, they could see the tracks of the snowshoe hares and the fox. But now it was November, and all they saw through the trees was gray. The sun set, and it was dark. "Frank, what about our anniversary? What about all of our big plans?"
"I don't know, Eileen. Looks like we might be staying home."
They put another log in the stove, they pulled up the quilt, and they fell asleep. The wind howled that night, and sure enough, just as predicted, the snow came down. It came down and down and down, as if winter was making up for lost time. When they woke up the next morning, there was nothing but a wall of white. The snow came all the way up to the windowsill. Ooh, they shivered, heated up the stove again, and started a pot of steel-cut oats on the stove. They clicked on the radio. "This is Wilder Smith coming to you from the Gunflint Trail. Well, last night we sure saw plenty of snow, and the trees are bearing the extra weight well. Looking out our window, the only creatures we see braving the cold are the chickadees. We never forget to put food out for our favorite little friends." Frank and Eileen looked at each other.
"I wouldn't leave the house today if I could help it."
But outside at the windowsill, the chickadees landed, looking in at them, waiting for their food. So they pulled on their snow pants and out they went. They had to tunnel their way out of the house, and by the time they came back in, warm and sweaty, their oatmeal was ready. They sat at the table and watched the chickadees eating their food, looking in at them. Then it was time for the AM community calendar. "Oh, there's a dance at the town hall tonight, Frank, and it's our favorite band."
"Eileen, I don't think we're going to make it to the town hall tonight."
"Well, we'll have to pretend." And so as they washed the breakfast dishes, they planned out their evening, as if they could make it out of their unplowed driveway down the unplowed road. "Now it's time for swing session," came the crooning voice of Bill Burkhart. Eileen picked up her knitting, and her needles clicked and clacked right along with the big band music that they loved. Frank took out his carving knife, and they whittled away the time, listening to the trumpets and the trombones and the voices that reminded them of their youth. The sun came out and disappeared behind gray clouds. The day began to grow dim already. It began to snow again. They got up and lit some candles just as small change came on. "Oh, Frank, we better call in and test out the speed dial." But when Frank picked up the phone, there was nothing but silence. The lines were down. "But they're starting the first question. Oh, what are we going to do?"
"I know. Eileen, hand me our scorecards for cribbage."
Frank and Eileen sat on either side of the table, a pot of stew between them, scribbling down answers to every question that they knew and keeping score. "Still, Frank, I do wish we could have made it to that town hall dance tonight. Boy, that would have been fun." And just then, Polka Hour came on the radio. "Frank, they're playing our song! Do you remember when we first met? You were too shy to even ask me to dance."
"Well, I'm not too shy anymore. Eileen helped me move the kitchen table, and we are going dancing."
So they pushed the kitchen table aside, moved the dog bed out of the way. Eileen pulled on her best wool skirt over her long johns. Frank put on his church flannel. And together, they danced the night away to the beer barrel polka in their mucklucks in their living room. That night, as they fell asleep, Eileen sighed happily. "Oh, Frank, every day could be a snow day, as long as we have WTIP.